Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, big old shout out to a bunch of kiddos going back to school today. Go learn something. Shout out to all the parents who get a little more free time, maybe. A little less stress. I think Adams went back today. I just saw something about Aurora Public Schools.
Yeah.
Those kiddos are going back, so... Shout out to a brand new school year. I kid you not, I looked up just a little bit ago because I really haven't looked at Katie too much today. And she straight up looks like a teacher out of the early 2000s.
Wait, you
look like a teacher today.
Okay, but the early 2000s is crazy.
Oh, you're right. Like late 90s.
No, you don't need to say that. I think I look cute.
Hey,
I fashion like
cyclical.
You're like Miss Frizzle.
No.
Oh my gosh, she is.
Let's post a picture and see.
Can I post a picture
think.
Of you?
I'm all about it because this is my favorite dress. And yeah. I got a tan yesterday and I need to
that's
show
your
it
favorite
off.
Dress?
This is my favorite dress to wear.
Well,
I
that's
love
a
it.
Unique observation.
What do you mean? It's my favorite color. It has a fun print on it. It's got this little neck design that's like.
You got your little sweater on top
it
of
pops.
It.
I have to wear it because it's cold up in here.
Teacher from the mid 90s.
Give me Sound of Music.
Let me. Can I take a picture of you? Are you okay with that if I
yeah.
take a picture? We'll just do like a quick survey. Katie, does Katie look like a teacher today?
Yeah. I mean, and I do kind of look like a teacher, but I still like this dress.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why you're single.
This is a fabulous dress. It's very pretty. It's a nice color. What do you mean?
Not what? No,
what
I
am
didn't,
I supposed
I didn't say
to be
anything.
Wearing like a booty dress to work? Am I supposed to be like into club, tearing it up, shaking it? Like, what do you expect from me when I come to work?
They do
like,
on the local newscast.
They kind of do.
So, come on, we got a live feed going.
Okay, is that what I need to do? I need to bring
them
my
booty
A-game?
Shorts on.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm doing it wrong.
No, I love what you're wearing today. I think it's very unique.
Oh, yeah. No, you.
So we'll get a picture up.
Fine. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the picture.
All right. This is a weird segue now because I didn't want to talk about that at all. It was purely observation.
Like, really, I mean.
But I think it's important that we do talk about this because of that Hilton guy that was in the news other day cutting himself and live streaming. And
yeah.
We were talking off the air about how
graphic
everything is and how many disturbing videos people have access to now, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they're all over the place. And honestly, the younger generations is who I'm worried about because when I see something that has the caution, this is bad, you might not want to watch it. I just don't watch it. I don't want to
put... Oh, you don't click it?
I don't want to put that in my brain because you can't unsee things.
Yeah, and it's stuck there forever.
Exactly. But, ooh. You know, the younger generation that's all...
I click it every time.
So sensational, everything. And, you know, you're not the only one. I know Baby Nana, all of her friends, they're clicking these videos to see it because it doesn't hit them the way it hits us.
You become very desensitized to it.
You really do.
That's
but
scary.
Experts are saying that this is still not good for us. It's not good for us to be absorbing all these images, to have to kind of decipher through it. It still makes us feel feelings of unease. And even if we don't, like, you know, acknowledge it, it needs to come out somewhere. So they're saying there are some things that you can do to help you with this. If you are seeing these graphic videos and you don't like how they're making
throw your
you
phone
feel,
away is step one.
One, don't look at it if you can. If
that
you can,
one that,
try not to.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but the one about the Mexican influencer that was out in front of a hotel
goodness.
Or something yesterday, and they rolled up on a motorcycle and shot him.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone's reposting it on Facebook and Instagram and, you know, and X and all that. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no reason to see that.
And you make a really good point there because they're saying one of the things that you can do to help curb this is instead of reposting it, report it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it gets taken down because, I mean, even you talk about Perez Hilton, that live stream, that was on TikTok for 34 minutes. And the moderators can't keep up with the amount of stuff people are posting on the internet. So that's why they're saying we need to take certain steps. Another thing that you can do just personally that will help you forget it is if you see something like that, first of all, again, stop watching it as soon as you can, but bust down a game of old school Tetris.
Is that what gets your
they're
mind
saying,
off?
Because
of it?
They're saying that specifically you can counter program the unsettling content. So if you engage in something something that's comforting and pleasant instead. It could mean listening to your favorite song, playing with your pet, or watching a soothing TV series.
Or Tetris.
Research suggests that playing Tetris, because it's keeping your brain busy with a visual puzzle rather than registering. Something else. Yes. Absolutely. And so funny you know the song. Already, I feel better, Jeremy. Thank you. So soothing. So soothing. But
that's kind of traumatic there, isn't it?
It is a little bit. If you splash ice cold water on your face, that'll also kind of shock your body into something different. And something that I learned, baby Nana told me something that a therapist once told her, is if you're dealing with feelings of anxiety and this kind of stuff, eat sour candy.
I was just going to say sour candy.
Because your brain can't focus on those two things at once. It really has to rein in on the, oh my gosh, that's sour. Like, that's all it can focus on. And so it kind of just dismisses the other stuff. And you can really train your brain into forgetting these things.
They say to do that, too, if you've got to do some public speaking or get up in front of everybody on an all-staff meeting, keep your pockets full of Sour Patch Kids.
Absolutely.
And toss a few in your mouth, and you'll focus on that versus how terrified you are to be up in front of everybody talking.
And so just a little tips and tricks. But they're saying, because obviously there are people who are very just particularly vulnerable to this kind of stuff. So if you're trying these things and it's still not working and you're still feeling just like, oh, I just don't like this, maybe reach out for some professional help.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just gets to be too much and someone needs to help you, and that's okay.
I think part of this might be, too, is we're in the world of AI. So when you're seeing stuff, too, you're like, is this real?
You know,
I'm
going
to watch it anyway to see if I can spot if this is real or fake. And then you end up seeing something horrific.
Absolutely.
And then it sticks with you. This is just another reason I give kudos to the Zers, which I don't a lot, is like, you know, a lot of them are getting back to the dumb phones that they don't have social media because it consumes you and there's horrible, horrible stuff on there. So they just have basic old school phones that just make phone calls and you can maybe text each other.
Kind of jealous of that.
I so am. Yeah. And it just makes me want to shut down all my social media.
Yeah.
And it worries, you know, it concerns me for my kids too, because they play, you know, the Fortnite and the Roadblocks and all this stuff that you hear the horrific stories of pictures and predators on there as well. And you got to monitor this stuff like constantly.
You really
do. And it's consuming.
Yeah, it can be. It can be all consuming. So if these help you out, then, you know, we're here for it. For sure.
I'm going to go buy some Sour Patch Kids.
Don't need another reason to do that, though.
They are tasty. I do have a story here about when you reach your peak happiness.
Oh,
at what age? Now, Katie, you've blown way past this because you're in your 60s.
But,
this story here says, good news if you're approaching your late 40s. A new survey is saying that the age 47 is when most people hit their peak health and happiness.
Okay.
They surveyed like 2,000 people, and they said, late 40s, often you feel fitter, happier, and more confident than ever before. You finally understand your body a whole lot better. You're more likely to buy healthier foods and cut back on partying. And another big factor is perspective. People in their late 40s said that they are more focused on their well-being instead of their appearance.
Yeah, you've lived enough life to know.
Yeah, you kind of get to a point where you're like, well, this is what I got to work with.
I know, right?
This it's generally okay. No, I'm just going to eat healthier.
It's what I'm bringing to the table.
Yeah, you get what you get.
you know,
and you don't give a blank. So, 47. And I guess after 47, it's just...
Well, that's when the body just won't, like... It doesn't matter how, like, you know, you've worked it up in your brain. Your body tells you a different story. Like, oh, no, you can't do that anymore. I don't care what you think. Oh, no, you can't do that anymore. I don't care what you think.
Like, I follow some of these dudes on the Instagrammies.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of these guys, like, in their 50s and 60s who are just jacked. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, how is that possible? They're either lying about their age or something else is going on. Well, that is, like... That is all-encompassing, I think, when you get to that age.
It's your job, isn't
and you,
it?
Yeah, I mean, you are counting every calorie.
Well, yeah.
You're on 40 different supplements.
That's no way to live.
That's, I mean, you look awesome, but
how would, like, you also don't get to eat cake, so how great of a life is that?
Like, right. Hey, that's not a life I want to live.
That's not a life. Like,
but they do look really good.
They do.
Shredded.
Shredded, bro. Katie, you jump on them, I'll tell you that much.
Well.
This is when we kind of dive into some of your dilemmas, questions, thoughts, concerns. We talk about them on the air and then let our listeners sound off about them. So here's our number. If this tickles your pickle, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Let's talk about your ex and all the stuff they gave you.
Yeah, and I got a message from Jay. And first of all, he started it out with, hey, how do I get a message to you guys? And you can do that by sending it to our social media pages individually. Jeremy, myself, Katie M on the radio, or Josh, or at Jeremy Katie Josh. That's how you reach us. But Jay had a suggestion for the suggestion box. And he was just like, I'm just curious. Since I just broke up with my partner, I reached out to Jay. He said that they'd been together for about between 4 and 5 years. And he said, I was just wondering if we just broke up, if I should get rid of the pictures and mementos right away, or if it's okay to hold on to them. He went on to say he's kind of going through it. He's in like the numb stage right now, so he doesn't want to make a decision that he regrets. Mm-hmm. But he says, love sucks for sure. keep your head up. And he's just kind of wondering where to go in this situation. Like, do you hang on to things for a specific amount of time?
Wow.
Or do you just get rid of it altogether as soon as you guys break up? So I thought
that
was a really good way to look at, you know, because
we've all kind of gone through that, right?
Absolutely. And when you're dealing with heartbreak, especially in the beginning, you hate that person, right? Like, you want nothing to do with them, or maybe you miss them like crazy. Maybe you're in that boat. So you're either, one, trying to burn everything they ever touched, or two, hold on to everything because you don't want it to end, and you never know when the next time you're going to get a piece of that person. So,
but then there's like a hierarchy of stuff, in my opinion. You know, there's like different levels of stuff they gave you that maybe it's easier to get rid of. Like, maybe they gave you a TV for a birthday gift. Do you hold on to that, or every time you watch the
you
TV,
look at the
are you
TV.
Like, oh my God, I'm thinking of Tina. And
yeah.
She's the worst.
Well, no, I think that's it. And not only that, but the specific rank of people. Right? Because I'm sure certain people, you'd want to hang on to stuff from them.
Right.
And then someone who cheated on you, like, I never want to see a guy with your name again. Like,
right.
It's like that, you know? So
I'm trying to think of the different levels, too. So you've got, like, major electronics, maybe clothing.
Yeah.
You got a hoodie or some softy pants or something that they gave you.
Yeah.
Do you get rid of those? Like, I feel like I would hold on to an awesome hoodie.
Why not?
You know?
Yeah,
or there's
know.
Something
it's
maybe for your car, or is there... Like, what's the bottom? I haven't given a girlfriend anything for so many years. I mean, do people, they don't do, like, CDs anymore.
No,
so
they
like,
don't, Jeremy.
Do you send your playlist?
Jeez, it has been a minute since you've given a gift,
No,
huh?
But, Jerry, you give them
your
Disney
Nicole
account.
I made Nicole a record.
You give them, like, their accounts,
yeah,
you know, my Apple
say, like,
Music.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, but I wouldn't give that. And you don't really, like, get rid of that, or do you? You just log out. I don't know. What's everybody's thoughts? 303-691. I'm sorry I brought up CDs. 303-691-1649. But in my defense, did you read the article about how many CDs were sold last year?
A lot.
A ton.
Really?
The Zers are going back to records and CDs. So suck it.
Making me proud.
So really quick, we got to take Mike because he's been on hold for a while. Hi, Mikey.
Hey, how's it going?
we're good.
Hey, we're good. So how long do you hold on to stuff from the exes?
So that is fun because my wife and I moved, 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And she was like, what's in this box? And I said, I don't know. Let's open it and find out. And so naturally it was all pictures and stuff like that from a gal that I dated in 2001 through 2004. But I was head over heels for this gal.
Yeah.
And yeah, she broke it off with me. And so it's like love lost, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like hanging on and I'm like, no, I can't get rid of that stuff. But my wife was like, same thing. So how long are you going to try to win her back for?
Oh,
right. You're like, are you still pining for this woman?
And I was like, okay, I'll let it go. But in my heart, I was like, no!
Well, and I bet in the moment, like, you wanted to hang on to all that, right? You didn't want to let that go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this was 3 years ago, but we dated in 2001 through 2004. So it's been 20 years.
So your answer, Mike, is you hold on to things for 20 years.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll go with that, because then I finally had to let it go.
Your wife made you.
I got to ask you, Mike. Your wife's probably not listening. Did you just, like, save one picture or just something to have?
I did. That's what I was like. Okay, just for nostalgia's sake.
Put it in, like,
the photo album, kind of.
You hit it?
Really,
let's say you hit it better this time.
Yeah. It's out in the toolbox in the garage. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good, Mike.
The one that got away, Mike. I'm sorry.
So that's my vote. Or that's what happened to me.
All right. So Mike says 20 years until your wife finds it.
As long as your wife lets you keep it.
Mike, you're awesome. Thank you so much for this spectacular call. How long do you hold on to stuff from your ex? Ashley.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Like, we're really, really good. I don't think any of us have broken up with anybody in a while. Well, maybe Katie.
Speak for yourself, Jeremy.
What are your thoughts on this, Ashley?
Well, I'm single, so I've had a few breakups. But I really think it depends on what the relationship was. Like, are we talking about a boyfriend I had for a couple months that I stole his hoodie from? Mm. Or are we talking about, like, a first boyfriend that is sentimental, right? So, like, my kid and I were going through my garage the other day. We came across a box of old photos, and she's like, oh, Mom, who's this? I was like, oh, that was my very first boyfriend. And she was like, ugh, cringe. But it was fun being able to go through that box with her, and it struck up a lot of conversation between us. And, you know, she's 13, so she started talking about, well, you know, when she gets her first boyfriend, then what's he going to look like? He's definitely not going to look like Mom's first boyfriend. So I really think it depends, honestly.
That's funny. Was she in a roundabout way saying that your first boyfriend was ugly?
I know.
Well, some of the photos, old photos, were of her dad, too. And she's just like, oh, Mom, like, what were you thinking? And I was like, come on, kid. We made you, and you're great.
Yeah, so be quiet.
You wouldn't be here if I wasn't thinking without like that.
Yeah. Listen, you're like, Mommy had a lot of shots that night. Yeah. That's funny.
I may have had some rose-colored glasses on.
Yeah, there is that. That's funny that you're talking about this, because I've got a gigantic, like, Tupperware bin full of stuff in the basement, and... You know, 99% of it, I think, is me and my wife, Nick Knack, and just me as a kid and stuff. But I know in there's some pictures of previous girlfriends. And I've always wondered what that would be like when the kids are going through that, or I'm down there cleaning and they see all that. And they're like, who are these girls that you're, like, kissing and holding on to? I feel like that would be very awkward.
Yeah.
Was that awkward for you in any way?
It wasn't awkward. I mean, my kid and I have a really close relationship, and, you know, she's very open with me about things, and I think it's partly how I parent and keep that line of communication open. And so it was more of just, like, a nostalgic, because she's also not thinking about, like, certain things at this age, so yeah. she more was like, oh, look at that shirt you were wearing, or, oh, that's in style now.
Yeah.
So there was other aspects of the photo she was looking at, too.
Gotcha. Well, Ashley, we really appreciate you calling in and sharing your life with us. This was a great call.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the air. I appreciate it. I, like, listen to you guys every morning while I go to work. I have about a 50-minute drive, so
you guys
keep me entertained for sure.
That's incredibly nice of you.
Yeah,
really,
thanks, Ashley.
Really quick, give your daughter a shout-out. What's her name?
Her name is Chloe, and unfortunately, I know she's not listening because she gets to vacation with some friends in Oregon right now, so she's on the coast enjoying it over there.
What we'll do is we'll turn this into a podcast, and you can download it, and you can even send her the link or the full file, and let her know we were talking about her on the air and her goofy mom.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Then in that case, Chloe, I love you, sweetheart. I hope this next school year is amazing, and hey, we're on the air.
Yeah.
Chloe, your mom is awesome. That's awesome.
And she only dated hot dudes,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
Remember that. Your mom had game.
That's all I attract.
Yeah. So many hot dudes. Ashley, thank you so much for the call. That absolutely made our day. We appreciate you guys hanging out with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.